You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Actually, it's me, Wanda Miles, in for Jim Freed, who is out campaigning for his lovely niece, Nikki Freed. She's running for AG commissioner in our lovely state of Florida. NikkiFreed.com. Check him out online there. And meanwhile, we have the Miami Book Fair coming up. It is November 11th through the 18th this year, and always in November here in Miami-Dade. And it is a huge event. If you are a bookie, a reader, or a kid, and you'd like to learn to read, it's the place to hang out. One of the authors featured this year, James Mustick. Did I do it?
Yes.
Hey, all right. Years of training there. All right, thanks, James, for joining us here. And again, your book is called 1,000 Books to Read Before You Die. Pick it up because you've got some catching up to do. 1,000 books is a lot of books to read. And you started in your childhood. Which of the selections do you remember most from your childhood, and have those changed over the years?
Yeah, you know, most of the books I read as a child, except for some longtime classics like The Wind in the Willows and Winnie the Pooh, have been replaced by, both of which are in my book, but they've been replaced with children's books to the ones that I ended up reading with our daughters. We have two daughters who are grown now and spent a lot of time reading when they were learning to read and when they were kids. And so a lot of the kids' books in the book are from, you know, begin there with that experience, because it's such a great time when you, if you have small children, to spend, you know, 20 minutes before going to bed reading to them, and you get picture books, and you have to have really good books because you end up reading them lots and lots and lots of times. You know, it's not like you read it once. If your child loves a book, it's going to be night after night after night after night.
That's
so a great
true.
Book like Goodnight Moon or Where the Wild Things Are, those are the kinds of books that still speak to me for the youngest children.
Now, you have a lot of categories, miscellany, I guess we call them, miscellany of special lists, read and sitting, offbeat escapes, or novel pleasures. Which is your favorite category and why? Tell us a little bit about that.
I love the category there called offbeat escapes, which are kind of travel books that are a little bit off the beaten path.
Is that There's like summer reading?
One book. Yeah, they could be summer reading or winter if you're in a cold area and you want to go to someplace warm, you can do it in a book, you know?
Yeah,
and one
true.
Of the books there, as I had mentioned when we were speaking earlier, Wanda, is a book about traveling in Italy. I love traveling in Italy, and I love reading about it. And one night I was having dinner, my wife and I with some friends, and someone said to me, you know what the best travel book about Italy is? And I said, what? What do you think it is? And they mentioned a book that not only hadn't I read, I had never heard of, called The Surprise of Cremona, written by a woman in the 1950s. She's traveling alone through all the small cities of Italy, and she captures the flavor of the country and the cities and of the food. She writes brilliantly. Her name is Edith Templeton, and that's the kind of book I especially enjoy because it takes me someplace else, but it's really steeped in something that I have a great fondness for already.
Okay, so if you could go back in time and meet any author included in your book, who would you choose and why?
Well, it's going to be a not a very imaginative answer, but I would love to meet Shakespeare just to see it, you know, how he worked, because I have the feeling he was very much obviously involved in the theater, but how he put the plays together, I think he was a kind of working author with the emphasis on the working, where he was working with actors and producers or however they did it back then in the Elizabethan era, and really crafting these works to be performed as kind of both artistic and business projects. And I think it would be fascinating to really get a view of that, which would give you, I think, a different sense than just reading the books as literary classics give you.
Did you get to meet any of the book, any of the authors you actually did include in the book?
Yes, I have over the course of my career as a bookseller met Philip Roth, who passed away last year. Philip Pullman, the great children's author who wrote The Golden Compass. Robert A. Caro, the biographer of Lyndon Johnson and Robert Moses. I've met about probably 30, 35 of the authors who are in the book, and that was always a fascinating experience to get to know how they approach their work and so on.
Great. And before we go, just a few more minutes, are there any books that you didn't include that you might include in the next book?
Great question. And yes, there's a new one every week. I've been traveling around talking about the book and reading more. But one, particularly at the top of my list, is a novel published this year by a terrific American novelist named Richard Powers. Mm-hmm. It's called The Overstory. And it's about, it's really about trees. Trees are almost characters in the books. There's lots of people too, but it really gives you a whole new way of looking at the natural world while there are these great human stories entwined in it. And you really finish the book looking at the world in a different way that's kind of larger and a little more magical. So The Overstory by Richard Powers, I would highly recommend. And when I do the next edition, that will probably be it.
Great. Fantastic. Miami Book Fair coming up November 11th and 18th, and you will be there Sunday, November 18th, correct?
The 18th, yes, 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock, room 8303 is all I have here. So Miami, head to downtown Miami-Dade College and enjoy the book fair and enjoy an afternoon of, you'll be along with other authors, right?
Correct. Yes.
Correct. Also, awesome. James Mustick, thank you so much for participating in our wonderful show here as Freed on Business. You have a great, safe trip, and we'll see you in a few weeks.
Thanks, Wanda.
All right, take care.